Well, you're in my personal space, so...
Can I explain to you, Arta?
I'm not really interested in what you have to say.
Can I explain to you?
I'm reading.
Okay. What we'd want to do is make sure that we're not going to disrupt anything with the service, the idea...
But this is... You have a wrong... What? This is not street church... This is not street church. You have a wrong...
Both things are actually on there. Both churches are detailed on there. So if we could come and do
the Cave of Adullam is not a registered organization. This is not street church, so you have a wrong. You gotta do your homework first before you come, okay? You have a wrong organization.
Okay, that is for you, Arta. I will send it to you by email too, if you'd like. I just wanted to be able to come today and then at least explain the order, serve the order, and then we can stand at the back.
No, you can contact. No. You can contact my lawyer. Okay, my lawyer takes care of this. I'm not interested to listen to any word you have to say. I do not cooperate with Gestapo. I do not talk to the Nazis. You came in your uniforms like thugs. That's what you are. Brown shirts of Adolf Hitler. You are Nazi, Gestapo, communist, fascist. I do not cooperate with Nazis. Talk to my lawyer. You're not allowed here. You're not welcomed here. And I'm not going to cooperate with Gestapo like you, okay? So is that fair enough for you?
Okay,
talk to my lawyer.
I just wanted to explain a little bit about the order.
I'm not interested.
At least have a conversation.
I'm not interested in talking. You see, this is what the Gestapo is doing. You're coming to the place of worship to intimidate and to harass. So you can make an appointment. Lady, listen to me. You can make an appointment another day. You Gestapo! Another day! Not this day! Not this day!
Okay.
Not during the church!
Okay.
You understand? Make an appointment!
Okay,
so go!
See you later on. Have a good day.
You are sick. That's what you are. And rightfully so, you change your uniforms to black because you're exactly acting like the Gestapo of old. Sickening what this country came to. Coming to the place of worship with their uniform, with their guns again during the time of worship. They could do it another time. They could do it another day. No, they are following the orders of the Führer, Hitler, communists. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Wicked, evil people. Wicked, evil people. Unbelievable. It is what it is. If Canadians will not rise up and stand up, if they will not come to their senses, While there is still a time to wake up and push this evil, there will be absolutely no rights whatsoever. If they can get away with this, they're going to come anywhere else. And you know, that's what people do not understand. They think this is some kind of a game. You think that they're here for your health? Seriously? They could come any day of the week. They could call me. They could say, hey, we want to inspect your facility. We want to come. No. They want to do it during the church service because they have a purpose. They have an agenda. If you're not seeing it, then you're playing either stupid, blind, and deaf. I have been warning you for 16 years about what's coming, and it's here. And it's up to you. Either you're going to keep pushing as hard as you can, or you're going to be swollen by those people. The history is teaching us that those types of people will never stop. They're going to keep coming, keep taking your rights one after another, you know, destroying you by thousands of cuts. One cut at a time, one little law at a time, and then eventually you're going to wake up and you will be in a concentration camp, like my brother says, turned into a soap. You know, when we were warning Canadians and Americans, Westerners, about what's coming, we could smell it for many years. People are laughing at us. Oh, You're just making this stuff up. You're blowing this out of proportion. You conspiracy theorist. However, it's here. It's here. And you cannot come and worship God without the interference of the Gestapo. You cannot pray with people. You cannot associate. You cannot have a Lord's Supper together. Why? Because the government says so. You would think that this would happen in China, in Russia, but it's happening here in a Western democracy. What are you going to do about it? Will you stand up? Will you fight? Will you push? Or will you just bow to the medical tyranny, because that's what it is, and give up everything? Because they're coming for everything. Wake up or else.
You haven't figured that one out yet. Oh, there's Larry down there.
So what are you thinking? Like, I mean, they came like Gestapo again in the black uniforms.
Those people are possessed. I can't see how dare you, the second time. Come here, they were going away. And we have all this video. All the entire world is supporting us. Christians supporting us. People, regular people who are not Christians supporting us. It's unbelievable. It is. But we fight and we win. They left now, second time. We win.
Yeah, it's all because of that.
You know, I don't know what they're pushing for. I think they're pushing for a revolution. I truly believe that they're pushing so hard because they want a reaction. They want a martial law. They want a revolution. They want to come heavy on the people, and they're not stopping. That's a scary part. They're not stopping. They're not slowing down. They're breaking every right under our Constitution, the Charter of Rights and Freedoms. They are breaking it in front of our eyes, and it looks like they can get away with the murder. They can get away with anything. And the politicians should be charged with treason. All of them, they should be charged with treason. What they're doing is illegal, unconstitutional, against the people. They're not serving people anymore. They are working against the people, and it's up to the people to show them if they will bow and allow them to continue to do that, or they will rise up, stand up, and remove those evil, wicked, wannabe dictators from their places of authority without pension. And they should be charged for treason, criminal charges. They should lose their salary, and they should lose their pensions. And everyone that partook in this, they should lose their pension and their salaries as well, and they should be charged for conspiracy. Sickening.
Alrighty, it is April 26, 2021. It's late. I'm late tonight. It's 9:20 in the p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. I'm just going to broadcast for maybe half an hour. I hadn't seen the whole video. That was Artur Pawlowski, who is in Calgary. He runs a Christian church. He's a Polish immigrant that did experience communism, and he is being harassed by the Alberta Public Health, who is that's the army that is now showing their face and showing their force around the world. They are using the excuse that viruses are contagious, and they're using it to enforce social distancing and masking. And basically, their role is to destroy the fabric of human interaction. They're going to shred the fabric, destroy the fabric from church down to families, and then they're going to use this divisive experimental biological injection to further divide people, and in my mind, do anything from just getting people conditioned to this new valve that they want to put in every human to dump poison into at any time, all the way to tailor make a concoction or poison for each individual, depending on their usefulness in society. Make no mistake that Artur knows, his brother David knows what's coming to Canada. I have no real doubt in my mind that is what they want to bring in. It's the only way you can actually make sense of these never-ending public health orders to destroy small business, because they cannot have any independent businesses out there, because they can't have people being independent financially, independent spiritually, independent psychologically, independent organizing, independent thinking. They can't have that. Now, the spirit of an entrepreneur / small business is self-reliance. That's the whole point. They don't want that. They can't have that. And that is why they are destroying the entire economy, save for big multinational, usually corporations, because they can control corporations, because the corporations are also the structures that rule us. Our country's a corporation, our province is a corporation, our police force is a corporation, and therefore the places that sell us stuff are also big corporations. The farms are turning into corporations. Medical is definitely one gigantic series of corporations. And that is the definition of fascism, where government and corporations have merged. We're going to get and I know fascism and communism are supposed to be on two ends of the spectrum, but I think they meet on the other side if the spectrum is actually a circle. But where fascism meets communism, it's fascism on top and I guess a form of communism on the bottom, although you could just say that the people that aren't in the ruling class, aren't in the ruling party, are just serfs. So they are just units of energy that provide work. And if they don't work, then they will just take a unit of energy from the state to just enough to survive. It won't be enough to have a fantastic, great life. Which I suppose is the Chinese model. So Arthur knows what's happening. He's the only preacher in Canada that is a regular on YouTube that speaks loudly and forcefully. I'm going to see if maybe he's on the Kevin J. Johnson show tonight. If you haven't heard of Kevin J. Johnson, he's running for mayor of Calgary. He also speaks pretty good truth. And I'll just put his screen up right now. And actually, I don't think he's on tonight. He's not live. So I think he's having some health problems. Let's just see if he's even on here. I don't like the way Twitch works. But he's still on here. And, it is live, see? It's not even showing up on my screen. Isn't that stupid? Okay. You can't.
Let me see your doctor's degree.
Period. Right? That's why I throw you all out of all of my social media. Period.
Okay. Kevin J. Johnson is doing a show tonight, so I'll mute him.
Okay. Continue, please.
But he often has Arthur on his show. And I really, really, really like the Kevin J. Johnson show. And he's in Calgary, and so is Arthur. And if you want to spread the story about what's actually happening to the Five Eyes Nations, United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, United States, that's what's happening. That's what you're getting. That's the only way you can rationalize all the things that are happening. And it's starting in the Great Lake States and the Great Lake provinces, mainly Ontario. We are in the harshest lockdown right now. So if I have a negative view of things, you can understand why I do, because we are in the harshest lockdown right now, and I look at it as a destruction of our small business and even the medium-sized business. I'm going to go through the blog. I usually broadcast Sunday to Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. This week, I got a little disrupted. I have quite a few no more lockdown signs to deliver. If you're in Durham region, that's where I am, and you're going to get signs that I have quite a few signs, and actually my area got a little bigger, which didn't really sign up for, but if anyone is in the east side of Durham, you can talk to me, and I'll put you as a delivery person as well. But I'm trying to do a few every evening since I was tied up all weekend. Therefore, I might be late for the shows if I do a show at all. I had a lot of material this week. Now, I get a lot of material from the Dollar Vigilante, Jeff Berwick. He and his team does such a great job creating videos. And I really agree with most of what Jeff says. He is just such a good presenter of what's going on. He's fantastic. I actually pull, and he's so generous that he puts all his clips underneath his videos. Shows all the sources, which is great because then I can grab the ones I really, really like and really want to promote without having to clip his video. Now, you should still watch his entire video. And yeah, he's in the business of selling crypto newsletters. But I think he is bang on. And maybe one day, even though he doesn't do interviews, we can have a chat with him. But he is definitely someone that I really enjoy, and you will like him too. He's got his own, he does his own video technology. He's doing something called Hive Coin or Hive something where, let me just see, if you go to his website, dollarvigilante.tv, I think he uses PeerTube to serve up his videos. And, you can also, so this is the latest. He's got this thing here where you can send him a few coins if you like the video. So let's just see here. So if you're on looking at his latest video, you can give him Hive rewards. So I don't really know how that works because the subscription is using ActivityPub, and I don't even know what that is. So there's a few extra steps that I haven't got going. So here you guys sign up for Hive and the Dollar Vigilante. It's just a little more than I want to do. Let's see. Here's the extension for that. The Hive keychain. See, this might be the future. I'm not sure if this is the future. You can get Hive, I guess it's for donating some kind of money, keychain for Hive. It's interesting. It could be the future, so I'm going to take a look at that. You should take a look at that, too. I do like technology, so pin the Hive keychain. So it might only work on a desktop browser, and looks like maybe you can somehow give money. Let's just take a quick peek here.
I'm Dustin Plannell, the host of the Block Card Learn video series. Our Block Card Learn video series is designed to provide a quick and easy to understand overview on some of the most popular coins, tokens, and various digital assets available in today's crypto ecosystem. Thanks for watching, and please share these videos if you find them helpful. What is Hive? The Hive blockchain was launched in March of 2014 as a community fork from the Steam blockchain, with a goal of reinforcing the ideals of decentralization. The organizers of the fork created Hive as a pushback against the majority control of the Steam blockchain in order to build a truly democratic ecosystem. After its launch, new users of Hive were able to take advantage of 3-second block times and free transactions, as well as a reward system for social media and gaming use cases. Developers are highly encouraged to build on the already robust ecosystem of decentralized apps designed for Web 3.0. A defining feature of the Hive blockchain is their decentralized Hive Fund, a development model that allocates a fund to be used specifically for blockchain development and is managed exclusively by the community as a whole. The platform's technology is designed to be fast, scalable, and powerful, and aims to dominate the decentralized app development space through its innovative app integrations. With a focus on high decentralization in its operations and management, Hive rewards user expertise and contributions to its security. Almost anyone can alter the Hive security code as long as they pass community guidelines and their coding is peer-reviewed. With a long-term goal of widespread adoption, Hive is aimed at becoming the leading Web 3.0 blockchain platforms to be used globally. Digital assets like this one are supported by BlockCard, and you can use them to fund your BlockCard account and make purchases at over 50 million merchants worldwide. You can also use BlockCard bank accounts to purchase popular assets like this one. Register for a free BlockCard account at getblockcard.com.
Yeah, that's not enough for me to understand it, but I have to check into that. So I have my own video platform called FakoTube, which is a proprietary software that I use. And it's really fast. And there is a way to monetize it, but I haven't done any of that yet. But all the videos on FakoTube are mine that I approve of and that I enjoy. The creators I enjoy. Because I just want to give people one site where they can... If they like my opinions, then they can just look at my videos that I found. But of course, it's just a minuscule amount compared to the entire truth video internet. But I think if you look at my stuff, then you're going to get the right idea more times than not get distracted. But of course, I cannot review every single video. And even the creators I really enjoy, I can't even possibly keep up. It's not possible. It's just not possible. Even today, I had so many videos, and I don't even think I put them all up yet. So I sometimes, if I don't think they're going to come down off YouTube, then I don't always transfer them as well. But this one, probably, this is Arthur's YouTube channel. See, I didn't even, I did put this on FakoTube. Okay, so that's on FakoTube, I think. Yeah, that's FakoTube. And even though it doesn't have my logo. So what else we got here? Okay, today the big story was allegedly a 13-year-old died of COVID in Canada. But I read the story real quick, and I pointed out some problems with it that makes it most likely fake. And I think a lot of the psyops are written outside of the country. Because this is a worldwide show we're in, a worldwide conspiracy, and I think the UK is the main perpetrator of a lot of these control systems. They've been doing it the longest, and I think just reading the text of this really impressive story, it's pretty clear that they didn't really localize it appropriately, and there's some details that make no sense. And therefore, I conclude it's most likely fake. And I titled this post, Impossibly Long Strands of Bullshit in This COVID's Yarn. I'm not going to read it because that will give it too much credence. But overall, my analysis is it's another phony atrocity propaganda story. Now, sometimes on Twitter, which has got tons of content these days, even though the Trumpster is off, sometimes I see stuff that might be a double fake, so it might be faking that it's fake. So watch this. Here's President Harris getting off the Marine One and walking over to Air Force One. There's no plane. So where is she actually going? If this is a real video, it's hard to tell, but it is kind of funny. And this is possibly the administration with the most fakery. And for good reason. Don't forget, Joe Biden never left his basement for the most part, except to go to the odd, really sparsely attended rallies with 5 or 6 people. So this is definitely the most disturbing, strange presidency ever. And it's really hard to know what's happening. And I read all the Biden supporters, and they're just glad they don't have to pay attention anymore because they were so aggravated by Trump, they could not stop watching him, which is, of course, the opposite of what a normal person would do. If you don't like something or someone, you just ignore them, but not the people that hated Trump. He had everyone watching. So I suppose now that Joe Biden knows that nobody's paying any attention to him because he's just coming across as an incompetent boob, and he's doing stuff that he didn't even really speak of, but all of us that followed Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030, we knew that he was that person that was going to implement it anyhow. So it's no surprise what he's doing to any of us, including saying foolish things that are really crazy sounding to the average American, for sure. But the United Nations has been advertising for a long time, like getting people off meat, getting people off rural areas, getting people into towers, getting people into the cities and categorized, and just basically turning into a Soviet, basically communist system where everyone just does as they're told. And that's what he is promoting. And he certainly didn't talk about it when he was supposedly running for office. So this was just a funny one. And because this blog started off with media fakery, I have to throw in a little bit of that now and then. I can't be COVID all the time, even though COVID's the only major topic on my mind for sure, as said, because we're in the lockdown capital of North America. Now, the protests are growing, mainly because the weather is probably getting better, and also because we're in year two, halfway through year two of this, getting close to halfway to this lockdown. And it's quite big in London, England, apparently. And here is a pretty good video that I got off
the job. I am, in fact, a survivor of the Holocaust. And the first thing I have to tell you...
It looks like I put the wrong video up. I did put the wrong video up, so I'm going to have to go back and get the right video. But basically, it was a story that the BBC and, of course, all media around the world is not reporting these lockdown protests at all. And here's the one where it says police were deployed across central London on Saturday, April 24th, as a number of demonstrations took place around the city. Okay, so basically they don't even tell you how many people are at the protests. Shows crowds of protesters gathered in Hyde Park on Saturday. Okay. Well, that's the entire story. So now I got to go back over to Jeff's video. And I'm going to try and find that Twitter video again. And we'll go underneath and see if he should have... Here we go. Show more. This will be all the links, I believe, he put in. His site is kind of slow compared to mine. Okay. So if you go down here, British compilation. Okay, here it is. So take a look at this, and I'll just download it while you're watching it. So let's see the few people that showed up. And there's no audio. Okay. But this is just someone standing, I think, in one place and showing the streams of people going by as they're going, I suppose, down to Hyde Park. And there's no audio. Just a sped up video, which is cool. Now, if you want to tune in Sunday to Thursday, we have a YouTube channel, we're on Instagram, we're on DLive, Twitch, and Periscope. And we're also on FakoTube. I should mention that, since that's my main site. So while we're just looking at the streams and streams and streams of people, it's amazing how many people showed up. All streams of people. Hyde Park. Okay, so I'm just editing this reel on the, as we speak on the fly. Now I have to upload it to FacoTube. I made a mistake earlier. So you can just see the people just keep on coming. It's crazy. Okay, let's continue on. Ecologist.com/blog. So this is Jeff's video. Really fantastic stuff. Oh, here's another one. Freudian slips. A Freudian slip in psychoanalysis is also called parapraxis, which is an error in speech, memory, or physical action that occurs due to the interference of an unconscious subdued wish or internal train of thought, or the truth. So this is when people let out what they really want to say because they know they're lying. So sometimes the truth will out. So this is another good compilation.
Here's a compilation of sometimes people said the exact wrong thing.
And Truth, I think, put this together. He's another good truther that Uncle Odd and I interviewed.
Well off of the official narrative. Are these Freudian slips from evil people in the know or something more innocent? You decide.
Worrying health officials who call mass vaccinations the only path to a return to normalcy. Almost 4 months into the vaccination effort, providers are beginning to run out of people who want to be immunized. Providers are beginning to run out of people who want to be immunized.
An Australian biotech company has developed a new treatment it hopes will prevent people dying from COVID vaccine.
I'm delighted that uptake of the vaccine is now 95% amongst over 60s, and that protection against dying from the vaccine is around 85%.
Dying from the vaccine?
95%. And that protection against dying from the vaccine is around 85%.
So they are our older people, 70 years of age and older. We know they are just so vulnerable to getting ill and dying from this vaccine. 70 years of age and older, we know they are just so vulnerable to getting ill and dying from this vaccine.
The impact of the vaccine, the two or three things that are going to be really important if we're to ease out of lockdown safely and responsibly are, yes, of course, the vaccine and the therapeutics, which aren't much talked about, but the drugs that help take some of the fatalities out of those that contract the virus, but also this lateral flow testing, being able to do it at scale, at pace, so that when you...
All right, let me just go quickly. Here's a thought I had, so I posted it on fakeologist.com. One of the reasons why they are pushing the green agenda on the Five Eyes Nations is they don't want us to consume anything. They really don't want us here, and they really want to just use our nations to harvest resources for China. So one of the things is that if China needs all the coal, since coal is the absolute most efficient power-producing method ever created, combustion, it's got unlimited surface area when it's turned to coal dust. It's incredible. The amount of power you get per square inch is unparalleled. If China needs all this power because they've taken all the manufacturing from the entire world, then they have to get it from everywhere across the world, including North America. So that's why they are using the green energy, CO2, which is just an excuse for humans, human consumption, or a word for human consumption. So they need us to close our coal plants and replace them with inefficient and unreliable solar and wind. So all our existing coal can be shipped over there because they need all of it and more. So that's why they've basically been pushing the green agenda, because, of course, China is not following any of the green agenda whatsoever. Their plants that they're building are coal plants. At the same time, we're closing all ours. And Ontario's closed all their coal plants. We had some of the biggest ones in the world. And then, of course, the added benefit is we will have unreliable, unstable power that cannot support business and industry. Because industry needs uninterrupted, stable, high volumes of power. And now, since we've hobbled ourselves, we just don't have it anymore. So if we ever had anyone that wanted to stop the globalist freight train, and if we ever had a populist who tried to rise up, it would be that much harder to rebuild our industry for our own countries. So not only are they hobbling us for now, they're also hobbling us for any future if things reverse course, which so far there is no evidence. Now here's one of my favorite Canadian truthers, what's her face? And she really knows how to throw together a video.
Dear Canada, this was Jacksonville, Florida last night. I think it's time you peeked outside of your igloos and admitted you've been bamboozled. Because your country is being run by a man following in his famous...
No, it's funny, she talks as if she's not in Canada, but I know just by her... P.O. Box, she is actually very close to where I am in Toronto.
Father's footsteps. I'm just fucking with you. It's a conspiracy theory that Trudeau is Fidel Castro's son. And there's absolutely no evidence that he's a communist at heart.
There's a level of admiration I actually have for China. Because their basic dictatorship is allowing them to actually turn their economy around on a dime and say, we need to go green as fast as we need to start, investing in...
Which is a lie. Yeah, they invest in solar panel production to ship around the world. But they are definitely not trying to go green. Not at all.
Solar.
While the rest of the world gets on with their lives, people here are still saying things like this. If they followed the rules, numbers would be low and there wouldn't be a lock.
By the way, most of these Twitter accounts that say stuff like that, they're just the military trolls just trying to shape opinion.
Lockdown, pretty simple. What happened to the people of this country? I mean, we are truly the laughing stock of the world. We should change our national flag from the maple leaf to an image of the U.S. giving us an atomic wedgie. You people are softer than Premier Doug Ford's underbelly. And speaking of the unterrible Premier, Ontarians are the worst of the bunch. They're more removed from reality than the dude that thinks the stripper likes them. Literally, they're the dude who thinks the government loves them. I mean, we just witnessed some of the best COVID political theater to date, and the majority of the country thinks we just had a huge win. For those of you who don't know, our government threatened us with the implementation of a police state, and then after some imaginary backlash from the citizens, took it back and instead implemented paid sick leave. And the hashtag paid sick leave saves lives has taken off on all the socials. Paid sick leave saves lives? From what? Responsibility? Yeah, because that's what we need. More incentives for people to sit on their ass at home. This is an initiative that just so happens to be pushed by the same influencer shills who were supporting lockdowns and the decimation of small businesses all along. And of course, they'll pay people to go out and get tested, which will inevitably increase the case counts and keep this cycle going on indefinitely. As long as you keep handing out free money, these dumb fucks will be satisfied. So tell me, Canada, what's your next move? And I'm genuinely asking because Health Canada just released their stipulations for lifting the lockdown. They've stated that in order to lift the restrictions, 75% of adult Canadians will need to receive one dose of the vaccine and 20% will need to receive their second dose. So what's your plan if we don't reach that number? What's gonna happen if 75% of the Canadian population decides that that they're not going to do exactly what you want them to do. You going to throw a temper tantrum? You going to repeat the words, "You're the reason we can't go back to normal," like you've been doing all year? Or are you going to put on your big boy pants, take your life back, and accept the fact that life has inherent risks and that your health is your responsibility? Genuinely curious.
Yeah, she's good. She's so good. Packs a real punch. She is just something else. All right. I've been going for how long? 40 minutes. I just wanted to do a brief update. Here's a funny story about a funeral home in Chicago that is offering the COVID vaccine. I call that one-stop shopping. Get two shots, get 10% off your coffin. Here's another story on a blog called stormhaven.blog. I think it's another Canadian, where he exposes how our teachers union pension fund, which is one of the biggest investment funds in the world, $222.2 billion in assets. And they're investing in all kinds of really Chinese firms, including oil and gas, which of course is the antithesis of what our country is purporting or promoting. But basically, that means that they are not going to do anything that the Chinesification of Canada is for, because they are heavily invested in China. So you can see the incredible conflict of interest where they're investing in the Chinese slave state, and therefore if the goal is to make Canada a Chinese client state to just provide resources, then there is no way they're going to go against this lockdown. And of course, don't forget, all these teachers are getting paid in full for doing their half-assed schooling from home, and they have no intention of going back in the schools. They are going to make it so difficult to go back to the way it was, all in the name of COVID. So I don't see schools opening for, I would say, at least for years, which is crazy to say, but I really believe it. A reminder that John Rappaport has the best analysis on the COVID non-virus, and he's been doing this since the AIDS days, so 25 years or more. Go look at John Rappaport. Okay, this is a guy, I know he's a real guy. I bought food off this guy. I'm going to end the show on a downer note because I wanted to just really let people know, if you are really considering the vaccine, listen to this guy. And I do believe this is a true story. He's a real person and very sincere.
How are we doing?
Now, this is on Instagram, but I put it on Facebook too. JW Foods in Scarborough, East End, Toronto. I go near his store all the time.
Good afternoon, guys. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to JW Foods here on Sunday. Kind of a heavy Sunday. Hi, guys. Welcome. I'll wait till more people get on here. got some bad news. Hi, everybody. Welcome, everybody. Keep coming on. Thank you. These are going to be our new shirts coming at JW Foods. All right. I just heard a great song. Before I get into what happened today and what's happened to my family, we heard a great song, and I'm going to make it on the shirts. It's going to have shirts like this coming to JW Foods shortly, and it's going to take there's going to be sayings on it. And if you guys are all interested, I'll have those available so you guys can get them. You're going to take your new world order and stick it up your kahuna. One of my sayings: we are the 99%. I'd rather be a human, not a slave. So these are going to be some of the quotes, and I want you guys to give me some quotes that you want to see on these shirts. It's going to have that, and it's going to have the JW Foods. And these are going to be available, okay, at JW Foods, because the Spartans fought not by one, but by 300. And 300 of the strongest Spartans were able to stand up against a lot of people, all right? And everybody knows the story of the 300 Spartans. Well, 1B can't won't scare you, but an entire hive will, okay? And that's something that we all have to do. We all have to come together. All right. So I'm not going to make this too long because there's a lot happening in my family today. My mom's youngest sister died today. And anybody that thinks that this isn't real, better wake up. Cause my aunt passed away today. Alright? So if you think that this doesn't affect people, it affects people. And I wanted to share that with everybody because you guys all showed a lot of love towards my family, towards the fact that my aunt was, took the vaccine. She took the Pfizer. And unfortunately, she passed away today and she's up in heaven now. So, if you think this doesn't affect people, it's affect me dearly, okay? It's affect my family. To my mom's youngest sister, she's no longer with us because of you, Doug Ford, because of you, John Tory, because of you, Justin Trudeau. You don't deserve my respect. You're going to pay for this. You're going to pay dearly. You're going to be held accountable for what you've done to our people, what you've done to my family, what you've done to our society, what you've done to our businesses. I'm holding you accountable. And one day your time's going to be, all right? We're all being affected by this. This is probably one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life. This is serious. And the future of our children depends on our actions that we take now. Anybody that thinks that we're not being affected better wake up. These quotes that I put on these shirts and what I'm going to say are going to be dear. Because we are the 99%. And if you think that your new world order and you think that your plans for our future are going to change, you see, there's a lot of us. There's a lot of patriots across this world. There's a lot of people that are going to fight. And there's a lot of people that are going to...
All right, that's JW Foods. That's Bill. And you should watch the whole video. He's a very passionate speaker. And I've highlighted a lot of Canadians tonight because... we're getting hit the hardest. And sorry I'm late tonight. Probably might be late tomorrow night as well. I'm not sure. But just stay tuned in. Check the emails. And we're going to wrap it up. Don't forget, if you want to donate, fakeologist.com/donate. And we're on all the platforms. Make sure you sign up at FakeoTube, FakeoTube.com. And make sure you come to our Discord. It's been popping. We have about 24 hours of audio from the weekend. And we had about 12 hours today, but nobody recorded it because sometimes they start off not recording. It's fine. There's tons of audio. So go to fake11.com/Discord. All right, we'll try and be back tomorrow somewhere between 8:30 and 9:30 and just summarizing the blog for the week. Take care.